I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, and we're listening to various Commodore recordings made between the late 30s, around 1938, and 1944, featuring Pee Wee Russell. That was a little excerpt of the DA Blues. No, I don't know what DA stands for, unless it means district attorney. And we've also heard Eddie Condon and his band from 1938, Serenade to a Shylock, featuring a vocal and trombone by Jack Teagarden. Descriptions of Russell's music often include words like unpredictable. Descriptions of Russell's music usually include words like unpredictable, eccentric, risky, abstract, even cubist or surrealist. That's why at least one commentator labeled him the Gertrude Stein of the clarinet for his stream of consciousness solos. So it's not surprising that he later joined up with modernists like Thelonious Monk and Jerry Mulligan. He even took up abstract painting late in life. Here's one of Pee Wee's abstract musical paintings. The Three Deuces, this is a wonderful little trio with Joe Sullivan piano and Zooty Singleton drums. The tune is The Last Time I Saw Chicago. I don't know about you, but I sure cherish those small band recordings of Russell. That with Joe Sullivan on piano and Zooty Singleton drums, more of that type of material just ahead on Jazz Rhythm. There are lots of strange and funny stories about Pee Wee Russell, like the time a rumor spread about his death. Some guys got together at a bar and were mourning the loss of Pee Wee when he walked in and joined the party. On another occasion, Pee Wee played a borrowed clarinet on a gig in Chicago, but forgot to give it back to its owner before returning to New York. So later the owner, Joe Rushton, rode his motorcycle nonstop to New York, walked into Nick's, where Pee Wee, at the time, was playing a solo, yanked the clarinet out of his mouth, said, "Pee Wee, that wasn't very nice," jumped back on the cycle, and rode home to Chicago. There are quite a few stories like this recounted in a great little book that's not about Pee Wee per se, but it's called Jazz Anecdotes. And there Russell writes an entire chapter of his own. That's Jazz Anecdotes by Bill Crow from Oxford University Press. Here's a couple of more from the Condon Band, Carnegie Drag, and Love is Just Around the Corner. Thank you. Pee-wee Russell with Eddie Condon's Windy City 7 in 1938, and several of Pee-wee Russell's longtime associates there, trumpeter Bobby Hackett, New Orleans trombonist George Brunies, the one-of-a-kind tenor saxophonist Bud Freeman, drummer George Wetling, and Eddie Condon himself, the guitarist and chief instigator. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New, and the music of Pee-wee Russell, certainly one of my favorite jazz clarinet players and eccentric personalities, and probably one of yours too. By the way, almost all these discs of the Condon Mob and Pee-wee's small groups were recorded and released on the Commodore Records label, which was launched and run by Milt Gabler as an offshoot of his successful Manhattan Jazz Record Store. Gabler had a deep commitment to exposing authentic music by brilliant jazz musicians through his record label, and deserves credit for documenting some of the best work of Lester Young, Billie Holiday, Coleman Hawkins, and Pee-wee Russell. Here's an example. Gabler organized a couple of trios and quartets featuring Russell. The trio called Three Deuces recorded something called Deuces Wild, which is very similar to Benny Goodman's Sing, Sing, Sing. Now, Sing, Sing, Sing was actually written by Louis Prime. It was his theme song. And Pee-wee was on the first recording to introduce Sing, Sing, Sing in a 1936 recording session. Here, the two different takes vary enough to serve, like Sing, 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 as a fabulous two-part dance record and impressive tour de force, especially by drummer Zooty Singleton, pianist Joe Sullivan, and Pee-wee Russell. Thank you. Deuces Wild takes one and two, a Milt Gabler recording on his Commodore Records label of the Three Deuces, Pee Wee Russell, pianist Joe Sullivan, and Zudie Singleton. For more about Russell, there's a very thorough biography, as I've mentioned, by Robert Hilbert, called Pee Wee Russell, The Life of a Jazz Man, which is from Oxford University Press. On the web, you can find biographic sketches, links, articles, pictures, and sound clips at the site of Downbeat Magazine, downbeat.com, or redhotjazz.com. Reissue discs of Pee Wee's recordings, collections of his early years, and superb recordings from the 50s and 60s are widely available in record stores and online. In the second part of this focus on Pee Wee Russell, we'll hear more of his small group recordings, V-discs made during World War II with Muggsy Spanier, explore some of his modernist recordings, and learn more about this surprising, amazing, somewhat bizarre, eccentric, yet deeply beloved jazz musician, Charles Ellsworth Pee Wee Russell. To close, here's yet another version of Pee Wee's DA Blues, this one known as Waylon DA Blues. I'm Dave Radlauer. That's Jazz Rhythm. Thanks for listening.